Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Spray here, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
That's good shit right there.
Josh Pate was awesome. We'll do our Josh Pate postgame show here in a moment. Let me briefly set up what this hour of radio will look like. We'll talk about the Blazers in about 10 minutes from now. They got a win in New Orleans last night. Jeremy Grant got in a brouhaha early on in the game.
I defend the NBA in some ways. I think people that call the game soft or the players are not tough or it's not hard like it used to. I think those people don't watch basketball or they're absolutely lying to themselves for whatever reason. That was Charmin soft reason to eject two players yesterday.
That was pretty bad.
How about a technical free
double
to
tech.
Move on with your day?
We don't need to toss him out.
Come on.
7 minutes into the game too, I
what
think,
are
right?
You
or
doing?
10 minutes. It was somewhere time late in the first
what
quarter, maybe.
Doing?
So we'll get to the Blazers in a couple of moments. The Pac-12 has a new TV deal. Let's talk about that. We got to get our big pack picks in. That's coming up at 8:45, and then we'll get to the Magic Hat 1 hour from now. And I'm very happy with my Magic Hat submissions.
I'm panicking, Andrew.
Are you panicking a little bit?
I'm panicking about that media stuff. We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll get to that. That'll come up here probably at 8:30. We'll get to that. Eli Drinkwitz, you know, he's my favorite. He had a quote the other day saying, if the season only counts for 12 football teams and we got 127 D1 football teams, the math's got not gonna math very well.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially pushing back on the idea that playoff or bust should not be the mentality for programs. And it's spoken like somebody who can't get to a 12-team college football playoff. I understand the argument. I get it. I think there's nuance to it, but your reaction, I just saw that, and it created a bit of a dust storm yesterday of like, yeah, that's right. It shouldn't just be playoff or bust in the modern college ball.
It's becoming a big narrative in the coaching ranks because of, like, Brian Kelly, right? Brian Kelly, James Franklin, these are guys that are getting fired of real name and note, and the buyouts are huge. You know, it's kind of mind-blowing to just look on paper and see Brian Kelly was 20 games over 500 at LSU.
He was.
Fired.
Couldn't get to a playoff.
Yeah, and I understand it. I think you can certainly make the argument that what these guys are paid, that is the expectation with 12 teams. I also tend to more agree with Drinkwitz. Now, should you go 4 years no playoffs at LSU? No. No, there is a threshold here, but there's an element of, like, you're not allowed to have one down year. Now, Kelly got multiple, but Franklin's was literally his only one.
Yeah.
He was in the semifinal last year, and he was close.
Hit the skids, and they fired him.
And he obviously, you know, what the top 10, top 5, you know, record is with all those. But, like, there is an element of what Eli Drinkwitz is saying. It's like, it's 12, but it's not really what it seems. There's a group of six.
Yeah.
So it's really 11.
There might be two group of sixes this year if Duke wins the ACC.
That's fine. I was going to ask Pate that, but I'm going to save that to see how the ACC goes.
Hold that, yeah.
Goes,
let's see
right?
how everybody plays this week. Because so if Duke loses, that proposition is out the window because Duke's the only team in the ACC that would be that.
So you really have 11. And then if you're losing two games or less at Notre Dame, some years that schedule's soft, you really only get 10. You get 10 with four other conferences.
Yeah.
So, like, he's not necessarily, I don't think he's necessarily wrong here. You shouldn't, like, add an LSU, Ohio State, you know, Texas. These institutions, they should have thresholds of, like, all right, dude, it's been two seasons. Year three, make it or you're gone. But, like, if Dan Lanning doesn't make a playoff, certainly we'll have conversations. What went wrong? Why did it go wrong?
Yeah, might not make
it
this year.
Are you concerned?
Yeah.
I think Eli's right here, man. I know the amount of money these guys make. It's crazy. They're usually the highest paid employees in their states. But it's kind of out of the box how many coaches have the same expectations sure. as each other. Kirby Smart's expectation should not in any way be what Eli Drinkwitz's expectation should be.
And I think that's what adds to the nuance around the conversation, right? Like what I would say is I think Eli Drinkwitz made a good argument, but it was more fitting for a 4-team playoff era. Because it was hard to make the 4-team college football playoff. You essentially had to be perfect or could only lose one game. Did we ever have a 2-loss team in the 4-team playoff?
Bama, right?
The Bama, oh my God. I know they did. They were a 1-loss team the last year, and that was controversial because they got in over Florida State. But they were a 1-loss team that year. That was the year they lost to Texas.
Okay.
So maybe there was a 2-loss year in there. I just couldn't remember that off the top of my head. But the point being, like, you had to almost essentially be perfect the regular season in order to make it to the playoff. And that was the thing that was billed as the only thing that matters at the end of the season for your sport. And so the vast majority of your sport felt like it didn't, you know, by the time you got to the middle of October, essentially your season was done because guys weren't playing in bowl games and they're opting out and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff, right? And just the landscape of the sport has changed and what is important has changed. I do agree with the sentiment of like at a lot of programs, it should not be playoff or bust year in and year out. I also feel like some of these coaches are bad examples. Like Brian Kelly, no doubt, 20 games above 500 is phenomenal. And then you see Pate's reaction video when he gets fired, and he talks about how he's not even there for big recruiting weekends. Like, does the guy even work hard enough to keep his job? And James Franklin was unique because, yeah, he was really good and raised the floor of Penn State. But I think he got fired this year because he completely lost a locker room, and they lost to Northwestern and UCLA in the 2 weeks that followed the Oregon game. And so everything started to crumble around him, and they decided now was the time to part. I don't think there's many places. Like, let's use Texas as an example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sark does not have a national championship. He's mm-hmm. been close, came damn close to beating Washington a couple years ago to get to one.
Ohio State game was good last year.
And came damn close to beating Ohio. They had the defensive touchdown. Remember, they were inside the 10-yard line with a chance to tie it or win it, whatever, and it goes the other direction. If they lose this weekend, now it's the SEC, so this might be a dumb conversation, but I feel like their playoff chances are probably dead on arrival if they lose to Georgia,
I think they're
right?
done this weekend if they lose.
He's not going to make the playoff. That would be a disappointing season for Texas, similar as it would be for landing at Oregon or a lot of these places where you're like, man, that's a disappointing year to not make the playoff. Nobody's going to fire Steve Sarkisian. Now, if he goes 3 years without making the playoff after this, then yeah, maybe you're like, hey, what the hell happened here? We were on the right track. Now you didn't make it. I think coaches, as long as you have enough you know, good nature buildup and success buildup with your fan base, I don't think the reaction's going to be fire everybody. You had a year where you didn't make the playoffs.
No 2-loss team to my, okay. I checked this records, no 2-loss team ever made the playoffs.
I thought that was
playoff.
The thing. So like in the 4-team era, I think this is the argument that I would make, and I know that Drinkwitz, these are almost two different things, but I think it's been so beneficial to have this for the sport. Like let's use USC as an example. In a 4-team playoff, USC's dead. In a 12-team playoff, how excited is USC fan for the Iowa game this weekend? And if they win that, the Oregon game next weekend. In a 4-team field, Utah's dead. Vanderbilt's dead. Texas is dead. Like,
well, most
Notre Dame is dead.
Are dead
we have no chance of making it to a 4-team playoff, but in a 12-team field, all of these games still matter at the end of the regular season, and we're invested in them because of that.
Well, you're right, but even in a 4-team playoff format, right now, look how many one-loss teams there are. From 4 all the way down to Oregon at 8, all have one loss. How do you separate one of those to be the final 4?
A lot of them play each other in conference titles and that kind of stuff, and it would settle itself, but yes, you're right.
I mean, I think what Eli Drinkwitz said is right for Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah. Don't have that expectation year in and year out here.
No, but how many programs should have that expectation year in and year out? I really legitimately give grace to probably every program to have a season where you don't.
Yes, it's going to happen to everybody.
The way the portal and the sport has transformed, even the Ohio State, which Ryan Day's on the hot seat last year, right? They lose to Michigan. Oh my God, you lose to Oregon in your first playoff game.
He probably would have gotten fired.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
You're out. I think if he loses to Oregon in the second playoff game, he's probably getting fired, right? But he wins the title, and now we're writing articles. Is he the best quarterback whispering coach in college football? And that's fine. Whatever. You got your flowers.
Yeah.
But I also think it's kind of idiotic to just say, well, you didn't make the playoff, fire him. I mean, I have no clue where Penn State's going to go with their hire. That's a long ways away.
Jeff Braum, by the way, one of the guys who was a candidate for it, sounds like he's going to sign an extension with Louisville to stay with his alma mater.
Cool. That's great. Yeah. But whoever's going to go in there, I mean, the first season, if you lose two games or more, you're going to be right back in the, oh my God, we just hired a new James Franklin, or you might have hired a worse version of James Franklin. So I think institutions, more so than fan bases, are probably learning this a little quicker, because fans are fanatical. They're diehards. They live and breathe this stuff, right? We every weekend we're watching a ton of these games. Institutions, with the amount of buyout money they're spending, and now they're on the doorstep of private equity, they need to be the ones to calm the waters here a little bit internally. Stop reacting to Reddit. Stop reacting to a couple emails from psychopaths in their trucks, and stop reacting to social media in general. Breathe. And like Sark and Texas, I don't think are going to make the playoff this year, because I think they're going to lose this weekend.
And they got A&M at the end of the year,
too. And they still have A&M. Yeah. So like, I think they're prone to lose one more game. Maybe I'll be wrong on that.
Maybe two.
But if they do, I think they're out. I don't think there is any wiggle room for Texas if they lose this weekend at Georgia. Their resume is not very impressive, in my opinion. Sark should not be on a hot seat.
No.
Now, is it disappointing? Yeah. That's fine. Is that not life?
Yeah,
do you not wake up and have a random bad Wednesday?
There's a big difference between being like, hey, that's a little disappointing too. You no longer have a job.
Just, it's an impossible thing to be expecting to be the best every year, especially when now you're kind of limited to 10 playoff positions with four conferences.
Yeah. One other quick college football note. We'll get into the TV deal for the Pac-12 coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we'll stick around in the sport eventually. I saw this. It's just another reminder of like, these 18-team conferences are so stupid.
Oh, they're so
stupid,
dumb.
Dude. Ready for this? So somebody put it. It was Ralph Russo who put this together, and you see it, and you're like, oh yeah, I realize that, but I also didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it. Texas A&M is probably going to go to the SEC title game. We'll see how the rest of the year goes, but likely going to go to the SEC title game. They would go to, if they make it, they would be playing in the SEC title game without playing in the regular season. Ole Miss, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Vanderbilt. That's five teams in the conference, all currently ranked inside the top 15.
Well, they all take turns doing that every
year. Right, every year. So that's A&M's schedule. Yeah. None of them are on their schedule. Georgia Tech could go to the ACC title game without having to play Miami, Louisville, Virginia, SMU, and Duke, all ranked inside the top five of the ACC.
Yep.
I brought this up with Ohio State earlier in the week, who we know they're great, but schedule-wise, they have not had to play Indiana, Oregon, Iowa, or USC, who I think everybody would argue is probably 2, 3, 4, 5 in the Big Ten after Ohio State. I just, another hilarious reminder of like, this is so stupid that we have 18 team super conferences and half the teams don't even play half the teams every single year.
Go back to the way it was.
Remember when we had, you know, a bunch of power conferences and it was regional and you played everybody
great.
And, you know,
it's
the truth, you know, all that stuff. Let's get to the Blazers getting off the schneid on the road trip, getting a win. Shaedon Sharpe, baby Kobe, back to back. Are we riding a heater?
Did he go from Wiggins to Kobe in one day?
Is he on a heater? We'll dive into that coming up next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I haven't had one of these in a while. Been a minute. You want to try and correct the line this time?
Stand with you on a mountain. I want to bathe with you in the sea.
There we go. You uncultured swine. Blazers going to win last night in New Orleans. Love the early start times. Keep these East Coast road trips going. Game's over at 8 o'clock. Let's go, baby.
How much would the reaction be if they pivoted and said, guys, new home tip-off time, 5:30 p.m.?
Nobody works in Portland. We'd get there. You go grocery shopping on a Tuesday at 1:30 and it's packed. Like, nobody's got jobs anymore. This is Portlandia, baby. We're all baristas. Everybody's working from home. Tip off the games at 5, all right? This isn't Los Angeles. Wow.
Tell me how you really feel about people working.
I would love early start times, if you can't tell. I'm a big early start time guy.
What, do you wake up early?
No, I don't. Last night, though, 125-117. Portland, it felt like they should have dominated the game early, but New Orleans kept getting offensive rebounds and second chance points. In the first quarter, Jeremy Grant gets into a little tussle, and he gets tossed out of the game. 7 minutes in is all he played. Biggest takeaways from the win is the Blazers are back above 500 and have their first dub of the road trip.
Well, I mean, look, it. I think, one, doing it without Jeremy getting tossed so early, like, you lost your bench scoring. And, look, New Orleans, to be fair, is...
New Orleans
really
is terrible.
Tragic.
They're terrible.
They're bad. Willie Green might get fired today. There was a report that if he didn't win yesterday, he was going to get fired. So, like,
we're doing that 11 games in. He's going to get terrible.
Yeah, they're a bad
Why
team.
Did you just fire him going into the year? Did you think things were going to be different in New Orleans this year? I don't even follow basketball, and I knew they were going to suck.
A little bit, yeah. They traded their next year's first-round pick completely.
For who?
Derek Queen.
For Derek Queen?
You not follow that?
No, I don't remember that at all.
They traded an unprotected first.
God, who they
tried to do double takes
like,
on like
what?
Hold on.
Wait, what a minute? Wait a minute.
Look, I'm blanking on who it was, but they did that in the draft. It was like, what? And then they drafted Derek Queen. It was like, that for Derek Queen? Derek Queen had a nice game last night.
He did.
And they're also,
he's one of those kind of weird tweeners, though, of like, not big enough, not, but he's good. He's a good player. He's a good scorer, but his fit is interesting.
They're also going to leave that city. That's the worst kept secret, yeah. I think, in the association. The NBA hates that ownership group. They're terribly run. They're not really supported.
Atlanta. For Asa Newell.
Asa Newell, yeah.
And an unprotected 2026 first-round pick to
the Asa Newell's not even playing for them.
Holy hell.
It was the biggest stupid move that happened in the draft.
Atlanta's got to trade Trae Young and blow. I mean, you got a top five pick coming your way, man.
You don't need to blow anything up. Yeah. You
keep Trae Young around?
No, Trae may get we're getting out of the
Sorry, my apologies. That you blew my mind there. I don't follow that kind of stuff.
You don't watch the draft, thank you.
No, I did not. I watched us take Chinese Jokic. I saw that.
Their move made our move look less dumb. That, thankfully, so the Pelicans saved us last draft.
Thank you.
And they saved us last night because you needed that win. You were 0-2 on your road trip.
Yeah.
You had Heartbreak City in Orlando. The takeaway for me is pretty simple. Nice to overcome Jeremy getting tossed. It's Shaedon Sharpe. There is no other takeaway here. Denny Avdia, breaking news, having a great year. He played great last night. Drew Holiday came up clutch, as Haberstroh mentioned on the broadcast, leads the Blazers in clutch time points.
Which is why the ending of the game where he turned it over was such a... He's been so good in late game moments for them, and Orlando, it just didn't go as well.
He was great for them in the second half when they needed it most. Shaedon Sharpover's last five games, 25.6 points per game, 6 rebounds, 1.8 steals, 55.2% field goal percentage, and he's doing it on 27.5 minutes per game. They're limiting his minutes right now because of his injury.
Yep.
And last night, it wasn't a career high, but I think it was the third time in his career he's ever gone back-to-back games with 30 points. It is Shaedon Sharpe. And it's not just that Shaden's playing well. It's that Shaedon is looking like somebody who identified what he needs to do and how he needs to do it. And look, it's a small sample size, so hold this for the Houston game because I think they're going to get smoked by Houston, who's playing great basketball. But he's going too heavy. He was 11 for 11 from two yesterday.
Dude, I'm glad you pointed that out.
And so
he did not miss a shot in the game other than a three-pointer. He missed 5 threes. He was 11 for 11 from two-point land, and then he was 7 of 7 from the free throw line.
He hit his free throws. We noted like how questionable he is from the line. His three-point percentage has gotten better the last couple games, and he was great from the field, and he had this, which was a killer dunk from Chris Murray.
Yeah.
I thought the biggest play for Shaedon yesterday, if you want to take Shaedon to the next level, it was around the 7-minute mark, I want to say, third quarter. So I'm really getting detailed
here. We're nitpicky here, okay.
No, it's an important
play. Down into the weeds.
He gets the ball on the wing.
Okay.
He gets the ball. He's triple threat. He swings through. He dribbles baseline to attack. Defense crashes in. What does he do? He makes the right read to the corner. The ball moves to the wing. It moves to the middle to wing of the other area. Wide open to Monty three. Cash. He basically does the hockey assist thing.
Yeah, where you start the motion by driving, it draws everybody, and then you start swinging the ball around.
Dude, it was dominoes, man. Yeah. He had the defense leaning and leaning and leaning, and they were falling down, and before you know it, wide open to Monty three, cash money. That, to me, of all of the plays and moments, that was the play. Because you need him to recognize what a threat he can be and how him drawing defenders in can open up things for everybody else on the offense.
With you completely, man. He was the biggest takeaway. To have him go again north of 30 points, to have two guys in your starting lineup go north of 30 points, like maybe that's happened with Drew and Denny at some point this year, but to see that happen where your two guys are both having efficient scoring nights and doing it in different ways. You had the 12 assists from Drew Holiday setting people up. Like, look, New Orleans sucks. New Orleans terrible.
Yeah, New Orleans
Zion's not playing, so there's no grand takeaway. It's just a game that you should win. You're 0-2 on the trip. You probably should have won the first two games because Miami ain't that good either. In Orlando, you were trailing the entire game. You find your way back in, and then it's just kind of a fluky ending, and Desmond Bane hits the game winner. That you needed to win that game last night, and they did. And Denny and Shaedon were massive parts of it. The concerns that exist are still the same concerns because I don't really know, especially in a game where Jeremy Grant gets tossed, where you're going for bench scoring. And, you know, you got a couple of minutes there from Murray and a couple minutes from Robert Williams. But Shaedon Sharpe having back-to-back games, I think we've all been in agreement that when he did it the other night in Orlando, you're not going to have some big, oh, here we go, takeaway after one game. And that exists after two games. The biggest thing that he's got to show
should exist after 10 games, if we're
being
fair.
You got to start stringing this stuff together of like, and I'm not, you don't have to go for 35 every night. That's not what the request is. But I'm hoping that he is realizing, and this is something that I've been harping on now for like a week or two, his three-point percentage is terrible this year. He's not shooting the ball very well. He even had a moment, ironically, where one of the threes he made was in the corner in front of his own bench, and then he got beat back the other end defensively because he's celebrating, and Lamar made sure to point it out of like, you know, it's welcome to the NBA. We got to get back and play some defense there. But just he has had so many games this year where he is shooting, I want to say, like north of 80% from inside the three-point line and then adds a 1 of 6 from three. And it's like, I get that you take the open shots. I get that you're not going to pass those up. That's the way it works sometimes in their offense. Dude, you can be so effective going to the hoop and attacking and finding other ways to score outside of shooting threes that he's showing you that he doesn't have to be a 40% three-point shooter in order to get to 35 points, because that was the case last night.
It still continues.
And 7 free throws and making all of them.
It still continues to be, which I love to see him get in the line. It's just effortless. I mean, you watch him play and you're still like, are you sweating? The whole game, he played. He played hard. He got some steals. He moved the ball. He made his buckets. And you're still like, are you tired? Like, do you even look?
Yeah.
You don't look tired.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, another crucial part real quick, when Jeremy got tossed, I think just watching, there was an element of like, it felt like Shaden
kind
of recognized, yeah. I got to step up.
Yeah, he was the guy. He was the closest guy to the play and
got
into
over
the
after yeah. that. And yeah. he had a great game. So him and
Danny you're talking about taking over in the game, too. I was talking about getting involved in the fight, too. It's kind of nice to see him mix it up a little. Not that it was
a
fight.
Well, he's done that before. Yeah. There was a Houston fight a couple years ago with Dylan Brooks. He kind of got in the middle of that scuffle. So he'll defend his guys. I just mean, in general for the team, like, as soon as Jeremy leaves, that's 20-plus points a game you're losing. I think it felt like he recognized, all right, I got to be a little more aggressive here. I got to assert myself. And I like to see that. It was important they needed it, because without those two 30-point performances, you're not winning that game.
The rest of the road trip continues on Friday. They are on the road in Houston, and then they close out on Sunday in Dallas. Those would be earlier start times as well. I think 5 o'clock and 4:30, something like that. And
so Houston game's going to be tough.
Houston game's going to be tough. Dallas is a bit of a dumpster. They just fired their GM, so we'll see how that one looks. Those are the last two games of the trip, and they're back in town in Portland next Tuesday for our first late Peacock game, our first 8 p.m. tip next Tuesday. Let's get to an addition to a TV deal. We'll talk about that coming up next. All right, get to our big pack picks coming up. Magic Hat, top of the hour. One quick news note before we get to the TV deal that was announced earlier today. We need a new college football playoff chairman because Mac Rhodes has stepped down. He is the athletic director of Baylor. You mentioned this, I think, yesterday. Did you bring this up?
Yeah.
Because we were playing the audio of him on the sideline of a Baylor game harassing a player for wearing a certain color or whatever, it was undershirt or whatever it was. The coaches having to come over and being like, why are you harassing our players as the game is about to kick off? Just a horrible look for an athletic director. I don't know what the hell this guy's problem is. None of his comments made sense in talking about why certain teams are ranked anywhere, so I don't think the CFP committee is losing anything.
Well, he's repping them, to be fair.
But he is the voice of it, and he is now no longer the voice. He's stepping down. They're also down another member. There's another guy who stepped away a couple weeks ago, and they never replaced him. Randall McDaniel stepped away as well. So we're now down to 11.
Randall McDaniel, defensive end of fame and fortune?
I believe that would be.
Your guess is as good as mine.
The same.
Is there another Randall McDaniel?
I have no idea.
I don't a either.
Great name, Randall McDaniel.
Is he a Viking, I want to say?
He was a Viking, yeah. I'm assuming that's, I think it was that Randall McDaniel, but because it's as good as mine. So the CFP chair is now out, so we need a new CFP. Who's the new CFP? Should we
that's
vote?
That's a thankless job,
Troy Dannon is on there. Mark D'Antonio is on there. Ivan Mazel is on there. The media member, Ivan Mazel, is on the CFP committee.
Dude, I accidentally sent a group chat text to Ivan Mazel.
Oh,
I forgot to tell you guys.
How long ago was that?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? How was he randomly in a group chat?
His name was close to another name, and I didn't notice it until I texted.
The wrong name.
I was like, Ive, what? And I clicked it, and the group chat members dropped, and it said Ivan Mazel. And I went,
did he leave the conversation?
No, but he didn't respond.
Interesting.
I wonder if that number's still valid or not.
It went through.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get a bounce back. He's a friend of the show. We haven't known him in a decade, but, you know.
Yeah. Hunter Yurecek is on there. Carla Williams. You a big fan of Carla Williams?
Go D'Antonio.
Wesley Walls. You want Wesley Walls to be the new CFP chair?
Sure. Why not?
Doesn't matter.
No,
do
it doesn't.
Do we care that
Who
much?
Who cares?
The news, though, locally is that your Pac-2, Pac-12 conference, soon to be Pac-8. They got 8 teams right now?
Well, it's still called the Pac-12.
I know. It's the Pac-12. Yeah, they should change the name, though. It'd be cool.
They have 8 plus 1.
I think it's a Pac-9 by definition.
Can we go Pac-8 and a half?
Well, don't they? Good. Zach plays baseball,
8.1.
Right?
8.1.
Pac 8.1. The Pac 8.1 has announced a new media rights deal. This is not, hey, the media rights deal is coming. We actually have a deal, and it's been announced. With the USA Network, they've agreed to a 5-year media rights deal that starts, obviously, next year when the conference kicks off. 22 regular season football games each year will be on the USA Network, 50 regular season men's basketball games, and 5 to 10 regular season women's basketball games. So if you're keeping track at home, that now adds, you obviously had the CBS deal that was already announced. The CW was back in the fold, and the ratings for a lot of their CW games have been decent, actually, over the last 2 years. And now the USA, your thoughts as a Pac 8.1 fan of the USA Network agreement?
I'm totally cool with the USA Network. It's accessible. It's on almost every single platform imaginable. They're going to have a lot of games and activities on that channel. There's still no ESPN and Fox Sports.
Mm.
And that has to be at the forefront concern of this. The CW, the USA, because people are making, there's two arguments you can make. You could say accessibility and eyeballs. How come I haven't seen any TV rating updates on Oregon State on the CW this year? I got a lot of those last year. How come we don't get those this year?
I think they have actually put him out, but they're not very good.
Well, but I don't see people bragging about him.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you're not very good, it turns out, even though you're on every channel, people don't watch.
Is that a channel? Did you drop a
channel?
Channel or channel?
Well, I'm kind of a little charged up about this. I assumed they would get ESPN Plus in lock.
Now,
with
it should
this.
Be noted, they said that there would be, I think they were expecting 4 to 5 partners. I don't know if they're done yet to the point of that you're bringing up. There might be more to this deal down the road.
Well, it's CBS so far, it's USA and it's CW.
Those are your three so far.
If ESPN Plus hops on, great.
Because where baseball game's going to be, I've seen Beaver fans bring that up. Where will baseball games be
aired? Well, you do have access to Paramount Plus through CBS. So you have
will they air baseball games on CBS?
Platform that
Maybe.
You...
Paramount Plus?
We don't have those details yet.
We don't.
All I'll say is there's no ESPN and Fox. That's a problem,
yeah.
Son.
Yeah. The two biggest networks in the sport.
But if you need a place to put all your Olympic sports, the way it's accessible, the West Coast Conference has a deal with ESPN Plus for baseball, soccer, volleyball, whatever you want. It can just go there and you can go find it.
Yes.
I'm assuming if they don't bring ESPN Plus into this, then Paramount Plus becomes that vehicle for the conference.
Does Paramount Plus do that for anybody that you're aware of outside of like Premier League? I know they do Premier League soccer and they show their NFL stuff on.
I don't know if they have any deals college. With college conferences.
Okay. I just didn't know that.
We, by the way, I didn't watch the game and I probably won't for a while. Actually, I'll watch Monday game because we have a Civil War Monday.
We do in basketball?
Yeah. We're going to say go Steve Jean. It is the most strange thing in all of the sport that Oregon State is continuing to do this WCC logo in the paint and then also have the Pac-12 logo on their court.
Yeah, that's a little weird. So they're still in the WCC this year, I'm assuming?
It's their last
this
year.
Is the last year.
That is weird.
Just like do one and then change it next year. Like, you kind of look. It looks a little clownish.
It does. I agree with you there. I see the ultimate fear that you're talking about. ESPN and Fox eventually need to be a part of it. I remember seeing reporting that they were hoping to have 4 to 5 partners, and so that's the only thing I'll say is like none of this stuff is fully finalized on how it's all going to shake out, so there's still time because you had the other two deals, and then the USA one was just announced, so maybe they're just working that out, and eventually you get a deal with ESPN, and you get some stuff on ESPN+. Plus. I think the coverage on those networks would be solid. When you guys think of USA Network, what do you think of?
WWE Monday Night Raw.
That's where you go Monday Night Raw.
WWF Raw.
Okay. Swag USA Network.
I think of
Monk.
I think of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, there's that.
Because there's always like back in the NBC days, there was always the random bonus game. They like, didn't have enough USA. Channels on NBC channels.
Well, way back, yeah, they used to have regular NHL games.
Did they? In regular
so what
season?
Do you think of USA Network?
I don't know.
Oh, thanks for playing the game. You're great at this.
Not Stanley Cup playoffs?
Boy, you really gave you an option. You'd be bad at a game
show. Or NHL.
Show. I don't think you'd answer anything correctly in a game show. You'd freeze.
For a game show guy.
Play the music, the pressure. What'd you write for Double Jeopardy? Looks like nothing.
What is the best TV show the USA Network's ever had?
Probably Monk or Psych, right?
Yeah.
I was always a fan of Covert Affairs.
So that's USA Network. There's your answer right
Piper,
there.
Piper Parabo
you had an
is.
Answer.
Wasn't Wings replayed on the USA Network
Probably.
All the time at like 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Was Coach on USA Network rerun?
That sounds like a USA Network show.
I feel like Coach and Wings was a back-to-back, but maybe I'm misremembering the channels here.
So let me see here. Your top five, according to this random TV insider, Monk was number 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 4400 was number 4. 2004 to 2007.
I watched the first 4 episodes of that show.
Did you?
It's basically people who were stolen from a different era by aliens and then dropped in the future.
Oh.
The weirdest part is that one of the guys dropped into the future starts dating what is basically his granddaughter.
Okay, that's cool. That's really a nice spin.
Yeah.
Suits is number 3.
Oh, Suits.
Suits. We forgot about Suits.
Didn't they just bring that back, like a Suits LA?
They tried to do a Suits LA, but it didn't have the regular actors, and it did not fly.
Psych, number 2.
Yeah, Psych had to be in there.
And Mr. Robot, number 1.
Mr. Robot.
Rami Malek. I never watched it.
That was an FX show.
This is according to TV Insider. It was a USA Network show.
Now, try to see if you could find Wings and Coach being re-aired.
I'll Google it. We'll see if we can find Wings and Coach. Were they re-aired on the USA Network?
So we'll go Psych, Monk, Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oregon State, Washington State.
WWF Monday Night Raw.
Boom goes the Dynamite.
Those are the 4 options at Durden's break.
Pac 8.1 gets a USA Network deal, 5-year deal, 22 football games, 50 men's basketball games, and 5 to 10 women's basketball games per year, adding to their CBS and CW deals. Let's get to our Big Pack picks. They are next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Some more USA Network submissions. Bones got texted in. Dude, Law and Order reruns.
Yeah, the SVU is a Law drop of the ball just, by us, but you know.
Not even close. Burn Notice.
SVU should probably be on the poll question. I already did it, so I'm sorry. Burn Notice is a good one. I never watched that show, but it had the douchebag guy from Hitch.
Yes. I remember that guy. EPL? You know the guy? Yeah. I know the guy you're talking about. EPL? They're the European soccer games?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the USA Network days. Yeah. I'm more familiar with the Paramount Plus days.
Okay.
Because you know you can always count on.
You can always count on them, baby. Let's get to our Big Pet Picks. Here we go! By the way, we will get to the Magic Act coming up top of the hour. Rough weekend for everybody, mainly me last weekend, but we were all below 500. I was 0 for 3, Sprager 1 and 2, Swag 1 and 2. My dumbass took the Washington Huskies to cover in Wisconsin.
Didn't understand your pick on that. You hate that team. They haven't been good on the road. Didn't understand your logic at all on that.
Is that reverse
Maryland
psychology?
Beat them by 30 in Wisconsin. Maryland.
But they've been down to 20 to Maryland
on the road. I
know.
Didn't Rutgers kill them in Wisconsin? Wisconsin
sucks. It was snowing.
Wisconsin's the worst team in the country.
Your team only beat them at home by 14 in bad weather. You thought the Huskies were going to bad weather and killing them by more than 10?
I mean, yeah.
Weird. Weird move by you there.
Well, I should be ashamed of myself for taking the Huskies, and by that, I will not take them the rest of the year. That's their punishment. So 0-3, you guys correctly picked Wisconsin. That was the only correct pick. We all took Oregon State.
Oops. What? You hacked me. I didn't do that.
We all took Oregon. They did win, but they did not cover the 6.5-point spread. So, season standings, Sprager 20-13 on the year.
Oh, hello.
I am now below 500 after my 0-3 a week at 16-17. And Swag picked up a game at 1-2 at 14-19. Here we go in chronological order. We start tomorrow night in Eugene, Oregon. Your line at Alen A right now, Oregon at home against Minnesota, favored by 25.5 points.
Oh, it's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
Weather's supposed to be better than originally thought.
Weather sounds like there's literally no weather at all. It will be a nice,
early
clear, sunny afternoon.
The rain is today. Then
there's no rain in Eugene tomorrow.
Then it comes back later in the week.
Give me the Ducks. But I don't think by, like, a lot more than that. I think eventually they let off the gas and the clock runs out and it's 37-10.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more the defense is going to hold Minnesota down. It's
I know, I had to do some math. I was like,
very difficult for the Gophers to score. We'll see if the passing offense, if the Ducks hit some explosives, as they say. You all right in there?
Yeah, got to hit your explosives.
We expose our math.
Oh, like, dude, I'm so bad
all the time on this show.
You took him to cover. He said 37-10. For a brief moment in my head, I'm like, did you?
Don't, is it 25?
Yeah, okay, yeah, we're good. Yep, we're up. Yep. So you're on Oregon's way?
I think Oregon. Yeah. But again, you know, one of those 35, you know, 37-10, 42-13 sort of things.
I don't know if there's a trend here. How many times has Oregon covered the number at home this year? They did not cover against Wisconsin.
Give me a second. I'll
they did not cover against Indiana.
Against Oklahoma State.
They
I
definitely
know that.
Covered against Oklahoma State. I think they covered the first week against Montana State.
Yes.
They didn't cover against the Beavs.
No.
Give me a minute.
What other home game am I missing in there?
Here we go.
I don't know if they've covered since the Oklahoma State game. So that will be a long-winded way of me saying Minnesota's off of a bye, and it's a 25.5 point spread.
Wait, what was the spread for the Beavs? Because they won 41-7.
I remember Oregon State. I think it was 34.5.
Here we go. At home, against the spread. Covered Montana State.
Yep.
Covered Oklahoma State.
Yep.
Did, ooh, it's 33.5 according to Vegas. Inside was 41-7.
I think it closed, but we did spring, I guess what I'm saying, when we did our picks, it was 30. It closed at 33.5.
I think technically they covered.
I think the only ones they haven't covered are Indiana and Wisconsin so
okay.
far.
3-2.
I mean, Minnesota's sitting at home. You got a short week. You're coming home. I'd love for Oregon to cover. Minnesota is a very bad road team, no doubt. I'm not trying reverse psychology here. Oregon's going to win the game. You tell me it's 34-10. Huh? You like that math? 34-10? Not surprised. I'll take Minnesota plus the 25.5. Next up on your, let me go in chronological order here. This will be a 10 a.m. kick tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, that's Friday.
Saturday.
On Saturday on ESPN Plus. Your Oregon State Beavers are on the road at Tulsa. How are they favored? I don't know, but they are favored. Oregon State minus 2.5.
Yeah, I'm just going to go the rest of the year not picking my team. I think I deserve that. They deserve that. Give me Tulsa the points at home. Tulsa's terrible, by the way, but so is Oregon State.
Sam Houston State was winless.
I know.
Yeah. And that game was at home.
Tulsa can win at home by a field goal.
Is it Sam Houston State or is it just Sam Houston?
Sam Houston State.
Sam Houston State.
Yes.
Did they drop the state? Who dropped the state?
No, I just keep mixing it up in my head.
I'm not picking Oregon State to win a game.
How did they lose?
No, I just never. Tulsa will win the game.
17-0.
Yeah,
I just have
baffling.
No idea where that crew's heads are at this
point. I think they got their two wins. Good for the seniors. That was fun. Rah rah. Now it's just get us out of here. When does the offseason hit? When can we hit the portal? Everybody's ready to scatter into the wind. Give me Tulsa. Next up, this would be, I believe. Let me double check my kick time here. I think it's a 4 o'clock kick. Hold on. My computer is still in Eastern time, so then again, you know, the whole math problem.
Who's up next?
Yes, I believe a 4 o'clock kick on FS1. Purdue on the road, taking on Washington. Remember, Washington hired the fired Purdue head coach to be their defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a DC going against his former school where he was the coach. Purdue was winless in Big Ten play at 0-7. The line in this game, according to Vegas Insider, 16.5. Washington minus 16.5 at home.
Give me the puppies, baby. Home
team.
Yeah,
the Huskies will cover this.
They're better.
Purdue can't score.
Purdue's terrible.
Okay. I'm not picking Washington the rest of the year despite them. I don't care if it costs me any points.
Oh, now you want to do that.
Now I'm going to do it. It's
why?
Stupid because I know they'll cover this weekend probably at home. But why the hell not, dude? Barry Odom hungry. They only lost, what was the final of the game last week against Ohio State? It was like 34-10. So they hungry.
They can't score.
Purdue at home, you mean?
Yeah, Purdue at home. Yeah. Washington sucks. Give me Purdue. Last but not least, nightcap up in the Palouse. The Cougs.
Will we watch this game?
No. We will not. 7 o'clock kick on the CW network. They are taking on Louisiana Tech.
Oh my God,
chilly, cold night in Pullman, Washington. Your line on Vegas Insider right now. Washington State at home, -8.5.
I will come in Monday and take your word for it.
That the game happened.
Yeah.
And then somebody
Washington
won.
State in the points.
No, they'll cover.
What was that
dude?
Sound?
She's orgasm?
Doing over there, man.
I'll take the
like
points.
A Pee Wee Herman sound.
You need
almost.
To pull that cut.
That
we'll get the music
that?
Under it. Unfortunately, they can keep it within a touchdown.
You're taking the La Tech points.
I will take La Tech 8.5.
La Tech has lost 3 out of 4. For those wondering at home,
they
lost to Delaware. The Mighty Hens got them in a feisty 25-24 game.
Fighting
Blue Hens. They did though beat Sam Houston State 55-14. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and repeat that. Louisiana Tech beat San Houston State 55-14.
By the transitive properties.
2 weeks ago.
Who could ever lose keep it within San a score Houston against Wazoo.
And then they lost a close one to Western Kentucky the week before that. Kennesaw State smoked them 35-7.
Can you please pull that audio drop? I don't care the music's under it. That is amazing.
I will take Washington State. Give me the Cougs to get the win.
Swaggasm.
cover
what that was.
There you go.
Swagged all over the mic on
you
that
totally
one.
Totally just did. There is your Big Pack Picks, and we do it every Thursday, usually around 8:45, and we love picking the games. There's only a couple of weeks left of this, man. So enjoy it while it lasts. We'll see how we do. It was terrible last week. We'll see if we have a bounce back week this week. We got to let's get to in the final hour of the show. Some fun with NFL audio. More drama in one city. A lot of NFL stuff, but we'll start with the Magic Hat next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them. To break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.